friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Have you ever wanted to be a prince or a princess? I know I have. We are princes and princesses of God. He is the King of the universe, and He loves you and cares for you. We are children of the Heavenly King. Let's sing this song together.
My glory is in houses and lands. He holds the wealth of the world in His hands. Of rubies and sapphires, of silver and gold, His crown is our goal. He has lifted it on high.
Hello, boys and girls. It is day 6 of studying our lesson this week. It's our last day to study. Now, I want you to not forget, but if you go to our page, www.startingwithjesus.com, that can give you the link for our Sabbath School program that reviews this week's lesson, and that's going to be tomorrow. All right? So I want you to check it out, www.startingwithjesus.com, and you can find the Sabbath School lesson that goes over this lesson that we're doing. You'll get to see other kids that are saying their memory verses, and it's just a really neat program that the boys and I have been loving. But we want to get started with today's lesson, and before we do, what do we always do? We pray. You are right. So let's bow our heads, fold our hands, and let's talk to Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our lives today. We are so glad to take this time to spend with You. Help us to learn what You would have us to do today. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus had been talking about being rich, and His disciples were having a hard time understanding what He was saying. As usual, guess who was the first one to speak? Peter. There's a song that goes, Peter was impetuous. Peter always made a fuss. That was Peter. He was the first one to speak. He was the outspoken one. He reminded Jesus that they had all left everything in order to follow Him. You can read it in Luke chapter 18, verse 28. Luke chapter 18, verse 28. Go ahead, open your Bibles to Luke. Luke is in the New Testament, so it's not at the beginning of the Bible. Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third book in the New Testament. Luke chapter 18. The chapters are the big numbers, or it might just say chapter 18 if that's how your Bible is. My Bible has big numbers, so that's how I think of it. But many Bibles just say chapter 18. Chapter 18, and then we're going to look past that to verse 28. So it'd be a little ways. Luke chapter 18, verse 28. I want you to look that up. If you need more time, just press pause and then find it, and then you can press play again. But I really want to encourage you to look up these Bible verses. And I know it might be hard, but the more that you look it up and the more you practice, even if you have to press pause so that you have more time, the better it will be, the easier it will get. I tell my boys, the more you work for something, the easier it gets. So let's look up Luke chapter 18, verse 28. What does it say?
Then Peter said, "See, we have left all and followed you."
I kind of wonder if Jesus smiled as He told them that they didn't need to worry about their future. Let's look at verse 29 and 30. What did Jesus say?
So, He said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times or more in this present time, and the age to come, eternal life.
Do you remember the story that I told you a couple of episodes back about the parking lot? Well, I have a follow-up to that story. I have seen this Bible verse and this promise that Jesus gave, I have seen it happen. Not just in family being multiplied, but in what we gave up and what we surrendered is what God gave back to us. The story I told a couple lessons back was about how my husband and I decided to let go and surrender the money that we had saved for a house and to give it to the parking lot fund so that our parking lot could be repaired and our church could be in order. And so we did, and it was very hard to let go of that money and to give it to something like a parking lot, but it needed to be done. And would you believe it? I have an amazing follow-up to that. Can you believe within 1 year, God had provided more than what we had given? I kept track of extra money that we just randomly got, whether it was for a moving allowance or whether it was for some people gave us some money for something. I kept track of a whole list of extra money that was coming in that we were not expecting. And would you believe it? Within 1 year, God had provided more than what we had given up and surrendered. We need to love and trust and obey Jesus ahead of anyone or anything else. Many times people trust their riches, that my money will get me through. If I have money, I can buy this. If I have money, I can provide. But you know what? That's not what provides for you. Money does not provide for you. God provides for you. Now, just because we give something up doesn't mean that Jesus will always give it back or give it back exactly how we gave. Many times people do suffer because they've chosen to love and to trust and to obey Jesus. There are sufferings in this world. Satan does not like it when we choose Jesus, and he tries to make our life miserable so that we'll give up on God. Sometimes the people that they work for, or their friends, or their relatives, or even families, don't like the choices that they make. But what has Jesus promised? He's promised never to leave us or forsake us. In the good times and in the bad, Jesus is still there. We were reading a book about Jack Zachary, and he was a young man who lived in a household who did not appreciate his new religion or his new beliefs, and they made life very difficult. In fact, they even disowned him. They kicked him out. They said, "You're no longer my son." But he prayed, and God took care of him, and God provided for him. God always provides when we put him first. May not be in the way that we expect, may not be in the way that we want, but God is always there and he always provides. He has promised he will never leave us or forsake us. I don't want anything between me and Jesus. What about you? Do you want to give him your whole heart, give him your life, and follow him? Let's pray and ask him into our hearts. Jesus, we want to be like you. We want you in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you for your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you are always there for us. Come into our hearts. Help us to be filled with your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. Do you know it by now? I hope you do. Let's sing our memory verse song together.
Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
Hi, boys and girls. You know, we record these programs many, many months in advance. And as I was listening today, I realized that there might be some confusion as to riches. When Jesus told the young man to sell all that he had and give to the poor, it was because that young man was putting his riches before everyone else. He was being selfish with them. Having riches is not wrong. There have been many who use their riches, use their money, use their talents to help others. What is wrong is keeping those riches for ourselves. It's wrong to be selfish with that money. It's wrong to trust in our money. Does that make sense? Having riches is not wrong. It's how we use them. It's how we think of it. Do we think of these riches as a way to help others? Or do we think of these riches as a way to help ourselves? God has given us money. He's given us talents. He's given us time. And all of that He wants us to use for Him.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.